Hi there, and welcome to the podcast, Lifting the Veil. I'm your host, Noelle Cellini. In this episode, I have a special guest here with me today, maybe a surprise guest. It's actually my mom, and she is here on the podcast today because she is sharing her journey of getting rid of a tumor that she's had. Now, she's had this for several years and hasn't really changed too much in size, but all of a sudden at the beginning of this year, in January, she just felt really, really nudged to finally get to the bottom of this. What was it? Was it cancerous? And why was it still hanging around? What was it doing there? And how could she finally remedy this? How could she finally get rid of it? So this is a nice, a different episode because she kind of straddles the fence a little bit with kind of still being a little bit in Western medicine and allopathic, whereas anybody who knows me or listens to my podcast or follows me online, you know that I'm very clearly and very much not that way. I don't believe in really any Western medicine stuff. So this is a great way to share how she came about and her journey to getting this tumor to go down, and really how quickly this happened and the very, very easy steps she was able to do. All right, I have a very special guest with me here today. I have my mom, Judy, joining us. So say hi to all those people out there in the podcast universe.
Hello, podcast listeners.
Yes, welcome. All right, so this episode came to be, not that it wouldn't have entered my awareness, but it really kind of was like, ooh, this is something I should have you on the podcast, something I should do, because as you've had this tumor, you've had it before we worked with Dr. Jen. We're going to talk about that for several years. And then it kind of came to a head, for lack of a better expression, in January of this year. We're now in May of 2022. And what you were doing, based on Dr. Jen's, our naturopath, her recommendations to get rid of this, and going down quite quickly, this big, big, big tumor you've had almost behind and kind of just below your right ear, right along the jawline there. But how this podcast came to be, this episode, is because you would be sharing this, telling your tennis friends or telling just the people who, your friends that you go out to dinner with or go to a museum with, you're telling them this and they're looking at you with eyes as big as saucers in disbelief. Whereas for me, and this isn't, you know, again, good or bad, no judgment, the people who are usually circling in my universe are already usually kind of totally out of the Western medicine or allopathic stuff, or are usually a super weirdo already, you know, sleeping under a pyramid. But you are in that category. You are a super weirdo. I bought you a pyramid. You're sleeping under it. You have organite on you today, wearing it daily. I know I do too. So that's how this episode came to fruition, is telling these people. But what I want to first talk about, aside from the things, the specific things that Dr. Jen told you to do, which wasn't in a specific order, she wanted you to juice specific things. We're going to talk about what she wants you to juice, which I know at this point you're kind of sick of that juice,
right?
And why those items are in that juice. She wanted you to do red light therapy, she wanted you to do poultices and a couple other things. But to kind of give people a little bit of a background, yes, my health journey started with Organic Olivia, somebody I followed on Instagram in 2015, and she talked so much about parasites, 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 parasites. I couldn't sleep at night. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm so full of parasites. I would just want to get rid of them. She explained it in a way that made so much sense. But then I ended up watching a cancer docuseries about, a couple months after that. And they talked about that cancer are cells, and this kind of relates to what's going on with you, cancer are cells that cannot expel their own waste. The detox pathways are blocked, and they must be open, and it must be done in order. First, of course, no surprise, is colon. It's colon, kidney, liver parasites, and heavy metals, which is what your deposit is, your tumor, is heavy metals. Heavy metals are always last because they are so toxic, and because we're pulling them out, and then they have to be sent through the liver and the kidneys and the colon, and those have to be unblocked. Those have to be operating efficiently, correctly, clear. So it was when that happened that then I was like, we're doing this. I just pulled you along. We both had we both went to see Dr. Jen at the same time. She took our iridology photos. We sat with her in her office, and she went over the form that we filled out, you know, what we were eating, our stress, our sleeping habits, history of surgeries, any kind of that stuff. But really, truthfully, and I want to say this, I'm guided to say this, and we did that, that was in 2016. We opened up those drainage pathways in order: colon, kidney, liver, parasites, and heavy metals. Lymph is actually a drainage pathway, and we'll get to that. But we did that because, why? It is easier to cure, it is easier to prevent, excuse me, than cure. I'm going to say that again. It's easier to prevent than it is to cure. Now, that doesn't mean it's impossible to cure. The body is a self-regulating organism. It is always, always, always seeking balance, homeostasis. But I saw the writing on the wall and was like, oh my gosh, this is the answer to so much. We don't really have a history of cancer in our family. We're doing this. We're doing this now. And that was in 2016, before obviously the heyday and the shit show of 2020 and 2021, et cetera, et cetera. So especially considering the liver filters out all viruses and bacteria. And you and I both do our the liver parasite cleanse every spring and fall. Every 6 months we do that without fail. So, all right, but before Organic Olivia and the parasites and then the Cancer docuseries, it was actually you were my you were Organic Olivia. You were the first health influence in my life when I could even look at some of my friends and wasn't really that aware of it or putting two and two together. I grew up a child of the 80s, so it's not like we see now with so many children overweight and so much soda and the kind of foods that they serve in schools. But it was you, two things. One, we never really had junk food. I know that you said Dad did or he had things, but I never saw it. But if I had Pringles or Teddy Grahams in my lunch, it was a darn good day. That happened once in a blue moon. I never had Doritos. I wouldn't go to my friend's house for Cool Ranch Doritos, but they had that stuff there. And it wasn't a huge connection to food like I think we do now. I think there's just so much trauma and emotional trauma, and there's just so much more food stuff that circles around that. And so I never had Fritos. We talked about the other day, we've never had a Hostess cupcake or a Twinkie. I had to go out and buy those in college if I wanted to taste it. And I think this is the biggest thing, you always cooked. I mean, you always cooked. I never opened up the fridge and there was a broccoli salad from the grocery store or a pasta salad or pre-made anything. You always cooked. I mean, you were super young when you started cooking, right? Like 10 or something?
Oh, I was like 10. I made my first meal for my family when I was 9, I think.
Because your mom didn't want to cook anymore?
No, I just pestered her because I wanted to cook. I was already cutting recipes out of the newspaper at 9 years old, so I had recipes I wanted to try.
Yeah, and you're still like that. In your 70s now, you're still, oh, right. Look at this recipe, Noelle, I found I want to make. And I always remember when we would go to our summer home in Wisconsin, you, me, and Dad would go out for breakfast, and then at the end, it wasn't a long ride. It was like a mile, maybe a mile and a half. You would say, okay, I'll see you two at home. You would walk home. You would walk back to the house. And that didn't happen just once or twice. That happened a lot. I didn't walk back with you. I rode in the car with Dad. I was like, no, I'll see you when you get there. You always made health and movement and good food. I mean, we just recently went to Ohio, and yes, I made myself 3 fresh pressed juices to have each day and brought some other healthy things. You brought a bag of sugar snap peas and red pepper strips just cut up, and you always say to me, it's properly washed, if you want some, don't worry, I washed it. Properly washed, for those people listening, and I'm going to inject a lot of little things into this episode because of who I think may be listening, and also because they're just little things that don't get a whole podcast episode dedicated to themselves, and I think it's important to know. Properly washed means, and I'm sharing this because I run across a lot of people. I think this is almost top 3 of things that people don't realize that they're not doing correctly, meaning cannot just wash produce, celery, lettuce, tomatoes, peaches, whatever it is, just rinse it under the water from the faucet. That just moves the bacteria around. You need an acid. So lemon, lime, apple cider vinegar, you need an acid to kill it. We have stomach acid, HCl, that kills bacteria and parasites, but there's a whole big thing of why we're not producing enough stomach acid. We're just too much in fight or flight mode, and that doesn't happen if we're in that mode all the time, which we are pretty much. So people look at me and say, oh my gosh, I've been doing it wrong. I'm not washing things correctly or washing it at all. Even in restaurants, we don't really know how and if they wash it. If you cook it, that helps. But if you're having a salad or raw veggies with a hummus, how did they wash those carrots? Did they wash them? This is why eating out, even from a health food, quote unquote, restaurant, you still don't know. You still don't know. Yes, you can ask, but nothing will ever be as clean as your own kitchen. So it started with you. All right, so now that, all right, so you were the first health influence, and you went through, when I pulled you along and said, we're doing this, cleansing these pathways with Dr. Jen. And even so, when I went vegan, you went vegan, you kind of aren't 100%, we'll go back and forth with some things, but pretty much you changed, you know, a lot of your diet. If I do PEMF therapy, you sign up as well. If I get into floating and float tanks, you do it as well. So that's what I also think is important too, is that you're very open to it. You're not, I'm going to say, like a lot of moms, so to speak, because you are older, and it can be harder for parents, older generations to...
It's harder to make change.
It's harder to believe that natural medicine does work. How could the other really not work? How could it really be so corrupt? It's just hard to wrap our brain around that it really is. It's a business. It's not there to serve you at all. Which is also what I want to touch on when we get to... Okay, so now when we get to your journey, that it would have been different if it was my body. Again, no judgment, it just would have been different. Different is not bad, different is just different. So this happened in January of this year, that you just finally felt the need or the nudge to address this lump.
I felt like I had this lump for 6 or 7 years. It really hadn't changed size, but it was quite large. And every doctor I had ever been to, I'd asked them to look at it, and everybody just kind of poo-pooed it and said, oh, it's probably just a swollen lymph gland, and that's it. I went to an ENT 3 years ago, and they barely looked at it, so I just decided now was the time when I needed to know what it was or what it wasn't.
Right. You really wanted that peace of mind.
A definitive answer.
Yeah. So, and so... Let's go back. We first started working with Dr. Jen and doing all the cleansing, and now we're on maintenance, and then we add in other things. There's always new modalities popping up. We're sitting right here with your red light, and we're going to talk about that. That was something you added in the last 2 months that I don't have yet. So we're in maintenance and then just keep adding new things and, you know, making small adjustments, because again, it's better to prevent than to cure, right? So You had this lump when we first met with Dr. Jen in 2016, and that was very end of April, I remember, of 2016. So you had it even before then.
Correct.
So you've had it, and it would go up in size sometimes, but then it would also go down in size. It's not like each year or every 6 months it got bigger and
Correct.
Bigger. Right. Okay.
Correct.
So you've had it for a while, and you decided to go to, even though you said you went to an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor 3 years ago, you decided to go to one in January.
Correct.
Okay. So that was, and what did he tell you when you went to him?
He felt it. He actually was the first doctor that actually put his hands on it, felt it, and in a matter of seconds he said, I'm pretty sure it's a tumor of the salivary glands. He said, we need to have a CAT scan. So luckily, within the next day or two, I was able to get in and get the CAT scan. So within the matter of another few days, day after having the CAT scan, the office called and said, it is a tumor. So the next step would be to have a biopsy.
Okay. Go ahead.
So when I called to make the appointment for the biopsy, because of COVID, it was going to take 3 weeks before I could even schedule the biopsy. So that's when I decided to contact Dr. Jen, our naturopath, and ask her to look at an iridology photo that she had done a number of years before, which would show what was going on in my body.
Well, it was actually, why I'm interjecting is because that you make it sound pretty fast, and it was that you went to see him and he said have a CAT scan, right? MRI? CAT scan?
A CAT scan.
CAT scan. CAT scan, but I remember you were telling me about this. Clearly, obviously, we're close. And you were telling me about it, and there's two things I want to bring up with this. One, of course, I brought up, well, I would ask Dr. Jen about it, and I know that you were a bit soured, so to speak, because you felt like, well, you've asked her about it before, you've asked other people, and nobody really says anything, like, kind of like, nah, I've kind of done that route, I'm done with it. But then I said, and here's a good point of how open you are to this stuff, not as sure and as solid in it as I am, and that's okay, again, no judgment, but meaning you, when you listened to the podcast Dr. Jen and I did in December of 2020 about juicing, you on your own just loved the episode and was like, yes, I want to have her take a new picture of my eyes, an iridology, and tell me what shows up, that you should do a juice cleanse, to do a juice cleanse for 5 days, but what shows up? Do the juices need to focus more on lymph? Do they need to focus more on kidney? Do they need to focus more on colon? What is it? So this is why Dr. Jen shared in that episode that when she does a juice cleanse for 5 days in November every year, just to give her immune system a great boost, she finds she can just sail through easily the winter months without ever getting sick, is that her juice cleanse for that 5 days is different each time. Again, maybe it's heavier on the bitter foods, which are good for the liver. So, radicchio and arugula and, you know, watercress and things like that. Or maybe it's heavy on things that the kidneys need, whatever it may be. Those would be watery, more watery foods like cucumber and even apples and stuff like that. So she had a more... not the first iridology we did in 2016. She had an iridology from 2020. So in that time frame, I did say, well, she would have a recent iridology from you. Have her look. It will show up for sure. Have her look and see what it is. Now, this is something I also want to bring up too, because again, why I think this podcast is kind of a nice different one to do is because usually it's just me or then me and a guest who is already in the world of natural medicine or alternative modalities of healing. Versus with you, again, kind of like the veganism, you straddle the fence a bit. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just it's harder to change. It's harder to see through all that corruption. So I'm sharing this because I was talking about with somebody recently, and actually it's a very, very old blog post I have, and it's on my Instagram too, but buried, about what is love. And there's lots of ways to describe it, to define it, to look at it, but I describe it as love is allowing. Love is allowing. And I never told you this, but here we go. It's not a big thing, but when I had a reading from a psychic in the end of October, it was gifted to me from somebody, and so I was just, clearly there's something I need to know from spirit. I was just open. I didn't have a list of questions, and she picked up immediately on how you and I have this Italy trip that we do together. You know, I take people around Milan, you take them to the Castello in the Piemonte region, and how we've done a lot of travel together. And then she was just going on, it was maybe towards the end, and she said something like, she really loves you. She didn't say it in a surprised way, maybe that was a wrong intonation, but she said, she you know, she really loves you. And I'm bringing that up because I will tell you some things. I will share things with you, and you've openly told me I don't believe that that's how the universe works, or that our thoughts create our world, or this and that, or lifting veils. But you listen to all my stuff, and even if it's over the phone, and even if it's in person, I know you're not rolling your eyes, and you'll just say things to me, just a simple thing. Well, it's worth a shot, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, even though you don't believe or may not believe in that path or in doing that, or that that's how energy or the universe works. So the same thing. When you went to this ENT, I remember I was kind of hearing this, what this woman said in my reading, which doesn't sound like a big revelation, but love is allowing. It's, people say, well, it's comforting and it's patient and it's warm and it's, you know, exciting and it's hopeful and all these things. But it is that because it is allowing. Love is the absence of judgment. It is allowing. So I was really consciously thinking about that, cycling it through my awareness when you were going to this ENT, because basically anybody who knows me, or if you listen to any of my podcasts or follow me on Instagram or any of that stuff, know I don't believe in Western medicine at all. Aside from being hit by a bus, I don't believe in it. I just, an allopathic, no. I believe in none of it. Even a quick whatever, acetaminophen for a headache. I just don't, none of it. So when you were going to this ENT, that's when I do know I interject and said, well, Jen would have a recent iridology from the juice cleanse. Have her look and see what it is. So you went for the, you went to see him. He said, this is kind of serious. We should definitely look into this. Got a CAT scan, right? And then, as you said, the biopsy couldn't be scheduled right away, right? So in that time, you had reached out to Jen, Dr. Jen, and she looked at it, and what did she tell you?
She said that it was showing that it was a deposit of heavy metals, and my body was encapsulating it or isolating it, and that was the cause of the tumor. So I said, what can we do?
Which I'm gonna interrupt slightly and just say, it was really interesting because you sent me a screenshot of the email, and she said, this is why in natural medicine we do not cut things out, because then the body has to find new places to store it.
Well, it's kind of like cutting into the body with cancer. You run the risk of
spreading
the cancer. So what she said was, if you cut it out, you run the risk of having pieces of it in several parts in your body, which is harder to treat than have it being in one single location.
Which is actually something that I did learn in this 9-part Cantu docuseries that I watched a few months after learning about parasites, but couldn't jump to get rid of those because you can't send dead parasites out through a colon that has holes in it and all this stuff. There's a reason. Cleansing and opening up these drainage pathways, colon, kidney, liver parasites, and heavy metals is done in order, is because they said actually a tumor is a good thing, because the body is, whether it's a tumor, even if it's on your lungs or your throat or your tongue or your uterus or whatever it is, breasts, it is storing it in one place to keep it, because why? It can't get rid of it. It can't get rid of it. The drainage pathways are blocked. So that's what, again, people can cut things out. Again, no judgment, totally fine. But it doesn't get to the root. We're still treating the branches. We have to change the environment in which our cells bathe. We have to change what allowed that tumor, that encapsulation, to form in the first place. This for you was mainly, yes, is there some dietary changes and other things? Sure, yeah, you're doing them now, but it was mainly, we don't want to cut it open, we don't want to try to take
it
out.
Which, when I went back to see the ENT after I had the biopsy, and it confirmed that it was a tumor, but it was benign, which that allowed me great peace of mind. But he said, well, it has to come out. And I said, well, maybe not, because I need you I'd like to tell you what I've been doing in the 4 weeks since I was first here to see you, and then I want you to check the tumor and see what you think. So he did check it, and he said...
But what did you tell him you were doing?
Well, I told him that I had talked to our naturopath, and she recommended a juice with 3 to 4 components that would help purify, fasting, which allows the body, when the body doesn't have any food, it starts looking for junk, and a tumor is junk. Mm-hmm. Using some supplements that were drawing out toxins, and I haven't started yet on the red light therapy because it was on back order, but so he then felt the tumor, and his comment was, you know, I've never really bothered to learn anything about natural medicine, which I'm really sorry I haven't done that, but this is amazing. He said, so what do you want to do?
And what was the, it was, how long had you been doing the things
so
that Dr.
Jen
had recommended?
So this was like probably close to 4 weeks, probably 3.5 weeks from when I started the protocol recommended by Dr. Jen. So in that time, I would say that it probably had reduced in size by about 2/3.
And
he confirmed that. Right. And he...
By just feeling it.
Yeah. He was truly amazed. And he said, when I told him what I wanted to do, I said I didn't see any need for surgery since it was benign and the protocol was working. Mm-hmm. He said, okay then. He said, we can always scan it again, which I probably wouldn't do because a CAT scan is a lot of radiation and I wouldn't see any need for doing that. So that's what I've been doing since I went to see him the end of January, beginning of February.
Yeah, the last week in January, first week.
Right.
And I'm gonna share exactly what the juice was and those protocols because you've mentioned them, but I want to make sure people really know. So, and that was what I was saying about that love thing, that love is allowing, because for me, I was, I guess I would say, trying to tread lightly and let you do what you needed to do and go to the ENT, but also kind of say, well, hey, you would have a recent iridology, have Jen look at it, da 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 da. And I was super glad that she saw it in the iridology, which I know she would. Iridology is super interesting. I would love to maybe have Dr. Jen on, or I could even have somebody who just does only iridology, and there we go. I'm putting out that intention right there to the universe. It can be somebody else outside of her. It's fascinating. I won't get too much into it now, but basically the whole body is mapped out in the eye. It's like a big television screen. And so when something is out of balance, so like the kidneys or the adrenal or whatever it may be, or fascia, it will vibrate and it will show up in the eyes like a little line or kind of rings around the eye. Or if it's really chronic condition, it will show up as dark spots. And spots will show up, these chronic conditions will show up where already there's a weakness in the body. So maybe that might be stomach or digestion or kidneys again or something like that. And thing I find fascinating about iridology that Dr. Jen told me, one is that there is no x-ray radiation, there is no cutting open the body. The body is telling us in its own way what it needs. Of course, the heart is on the left side of the left eye because it's in the left side of the body. The liver is in the right eye because that's on the right side of the body. But specifically with me and my iridology, and with anybody, but I do know my personal experience, iridology can also see 4 to 5 years in advance. This is the problem, one of the problems that I have with this x-ray stuff, because it's radiation, a lot of radiation, unnecessary radiation to the body, and it can only see things once it has already formed in the body. Iridology, again, no cutting open, no needles, no even special camera. You could take it with your phone. That's what Jen and I offer in our course. You take your iridology photo, fill out the naturopathic intake form, and she sends you the colon powder and the liver parasite cleanse and then diet recommendations, and you get all my clean swaps. that is still available now till the middle of May. I'll be sure to include that link, shameless plug there if anybody's interested. But it will look 4 to 5 years in the future. For me specifically, there was something when I worked with her in 2016 showing up on both of my breasts. I don't know what it was, and it wasn't real obvious, but she had me order liquid iodine, and she actually had me apply it to my breasts. I didn't have to do it there. She just said, you can put it on your arm, put it on your stomach, put it on your thighs, put it on your feet, whatever, because the body will know where to, the body will take it and know where to put it. I didn't have to rub it on there, but I could. And you could see, met with her in April. I remember it was April 29th. There's a reason I remember that day. It's Organic Olivia's kind of number she used way back in the day. 429 would show up on a lot of things if you've followed her for a long time. And then by the time I re-looked at my eyes in December of that year, the spot that was showing up on both breasts had diminished greatly. It takes some time for the iridology also to catch up. It's not gonna, if something's going away, it can go away in the body, and it's gonna take a little bit of time to ease up in that iridology photo. Also interesting too about iridology is that there are no green eyes. Only those who are of Egyptian descent have green eyes. So those with green eyes who are not of Egyptian descent is actually blue eyes with yellow from inflammation. So there's just brown and blue eyes. All right. Okay.
Well, let me interject here.
Yeah.
People may be wondering, why did Dr. Jen not see this in my iridology? The thing is, there's so many things shown on the iridology.
Right.
She would only point out things that were really critical or that she felt were the uppermost to address. So this wasn't something, but when she went back to look at it, of course it was there, and then she was able to tell me actually what it was.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Because exactly, when you first meet with her, she's not going to tell you, oh, well, kidney needs help, and this needs help, and you need fascia, and this. I'm going to tell you the most
critical.
Exactly. At that time, it may be fascia, it may be lymph, it may not be. And as we know, that lump did not really, it kind of increased sometimes, decreased. It wasn't this huge thing that just kept growing. So clearly the cleansing you had done was good. So, which is interesting too. We're going to end with the things she wanted, the protocol and the things she wanted you to do. But I've always said this, and I don't know unless I ask her, but it would be curious to know if you would have been able just to leap into all the things she had you do if you had not already opened up those drainage pathways. I'm sure if your kidneys were not open or the colon, she would say, well, we want to do this, but before we start breaking up this deposit of heavy metals, we need to, ooh, colon is showing up here, and we need to do that. So that's also something to know too. Again, that goes back to why I was guided to say this from spirit. It is always easier to prevent than to cure. I mean, you and I are sitting here. We both sleep under pyramids. We do our liver parasite cleanse every spring and fall. I'm getting back on that colon hydrotherapy table every 2 weeks now because I'm doing a heavy metal cleanse. You've just decided to go and get a colonic here and there as well. Every time I say, oh, I'm going for one tomorrow, you...
No, she has me on 6 weeks, at like 6 weeks.
Oh,
on maintenance,
okay.
Which is every like 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Now.
So, you know, these are all the red light that's sitting here in front of us, the grounding mat on the bed, you know, the organite you have around your home that I had you get, the lymph leggings that we're wearing from Elastique that I got you for Christmas that have the little micro pearly beads that massage your lymph while you walk or work out or whatever it may be. So all this stuff, it all is that prevention, but self-love and self-care. So, all right, so she started out having you do a juice, and what is included in that juice?
Four items are in the juice, so you need to do three or four in the juice. Beets are essential, including the tops, burdock root, alfalfa sprouts, and parsley.
Okay.
I add pineapple or an apple or something like that just to kind of balance out the taste for my,
right,
you know, my taste buds.
And she didn't, and you don't have to do that like it's not a juice cleanse. Like you don't have to do it daily or only do that juice.
No, I've been trying to do it like every other day or every couple days.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, Dr. Jen couldn't be here for this, but me being me and the weirdo I am into all this stuff, I do know the reason behind a lot of this. One is beets. Beets are a blood purifier. If you look up anything about beet juice, even if it's combined, like when I juice beets, I'll juice them with celery and some, and you know, maybe some apples and some carrots, and I always throw in ginger. But beets, and you look at them when they're juiced, even if they're juiced with other things, it's straight up, if you spill some on the counter, on the floor, it looks like blood. They are a blood purifier. So that's why it's doing that. So it's purifying the blood, probably because we're going to be pulling, breaking up that tumor and sending it through. And so we need to make sure we're doing that. That's also what burdock root is. This is used a lot in TCM, so traditional Chinese medicine. It is considered kind of like the bull. I picture the Taurus is coming into my third eye, my mind's eye. It's considered like make you strong, like bull. And again, it's very a blood. It's they do consider it. They call it. It's categorized under a blood purifier. So it's very. I'm not really well versed in a ton of herbs and too much TCM verbiage, but I do know that that's what it's used for. Otherwise, it's not a common thing. It's not like we see recipes with burdock root in it, or even see juice recipes. And you'll see it. It looks like a kind of looks like yucca. But kind of like a carrot, that's better. But
a brown carrot,
like that kind of, kind of like a branch from a tree, mm-hmm. is basically mm-hmm. what it looks like. It doesn't really have much flavor. I take it in a tincture from time to time. I muscle test it and just take burdock root. But again, it's a good blood purifier because women who have maybe painful PMS or things like that, you want to help out the liver, which the liver purifies the blood. The liver filters it all. It's not the kidneys, not the colon. And burdock root can help with some of that, because the liver filters a lot, over 300 toxins and hormones and any medications, any alcohol, any toxins from the air, from the residue left on food. The liver is important, and it's a really big organ, and I think it gets overlooked. Okay, so the burdock root, the beets, the tops, I think she's just having you do that because there's every part of the of a food is. Well,
it's greenery too.
It's so. Greenery, and okay. Obviously, I'm thinking that it also is because it works with the beet, meaning it's part of that. Whereas when we extract things, we can take just the leaf, you know, the petal. We can just take the root of like dandelion, but we can take the dandelion flower as well. So I think it's because it's something with the beet. It's wanting the tops. And that's the great thing about juicing is I call myself a juicing whore sometimes, but in a good way, meaning that I juice everything and anything. Broccoli, bok choy, I'll take carrots, and if they have tops on them, absolutely, I throw the carrot tops in there. I mean, wash it all, it's a pain to wash it all, but I juice things you would never think you could juice. I juice it and the tops and all of it. It's just great. It's so many nutrients we don't get if we're just eating them or eating out all the time. All right, so the juice, then
parsley.
Oh, parsley. Parsley, we know, along with cilantro, helps pull heavy metals out of the body. I told her I know you don't like cilantro. I don't either. So parsley is great for that. Always look to add parsley to meals or to a juice. And then what was
alfalfa sprouts?
Alfalfa. That's the one I don't totally know about. I know it's very high in so many minerals, but it's funny on Gerson therapy.
Probably just because it's a sprout, so it's loaded with.
But there's a reason it's alfalfa. Alfalfa mm-hmm. is correct. Listed like in this little herbal book I have sitting here. It's listed under all the minerals. Boom, 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 boom. The first one for all of them is alfalfa, mm-hmm. but. I have a book on Gerson therapy, which is the natural way of treating cancer, where they do ton of juicing, and then they're giving you like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 coffee enemas a day. Same thing. They got to clean out that colon first. They straight up, alfalfa is like a no for everything and anything. Any stage of Gerson therapy, at least in this book I have, maybe it's dated by this point, they don't do any alfalfa. I don't know why. Okay. Now, then she also, we talked about fasting. Fasting is interesting because, yes, but there's something interesting about fasting that I feel gets overlooked, is that really what happens is it's really more like after 24 hours. So when you fast in a day, it's really more like 32 or 36 hours, because if you stop eating...
I don't eat the whole day, and so then I go the night as well. So actually,
right.
You're talking...
So yeah. It is more than 24 hours, and there's a reason I'm bringing that up. So if you were to stop eating tonight at 7 and then decide to fast tomorrow, that means you wouldn't eat till the next day at like 7 or 8. So it really is more than 24 hours, and I'm saying that because this is the part that I feel and I know gets overlooked with fasting. It is a powerful tool, absolutely. It's why you always have said 4 years before all this 2020 virus stuff, you had always said to me, every time you were sick, you'd say, oh, and I've lost my sense of taste and smell. Oh, well, it doesn't matter because I can't taste anything. Oh, well, I can't smell anything. And that's because the biggest energy output the body does is digestion. So when we lose our sense of taste and smell, it's because the body doesn't want you to want anything, because it needs that energy to go fight off bacteria and viruses or whatever. So, but the fasting, it's the 24 hour that I feel doesn't get talked about, meaning it's really kind of after 24 hours that the enzymes leave the stomach, because the body finally realizes, oh, I'm not getting fed today. I'm not getting any food. Okay, I'm not needed here. So I'm going to go now spend my time and energy, and these enzymes are going to leave the stomach. They're not needed. They're not on call. They're going to go scan the body for other, as Jen said to you, for junk. Now, this is where if somebody's fasting, this is why day 2 or 3, you feel like crap. You feel like absolute shit if you continue to fast beyond that first day, because then the body is pulling out toxins and mucus and viruses and parasites and whatever. This is why if you choose to fast more than one day, Dr. Jen has always said to me, and in my readings, go get a colonic, colon hydrotherapy day 2 or day 3. So you're helping to usher out those toxins so you don't feel so terrible before you start to feel better from the fasting. Probably doesn't happen with you because it's about a 32, maybe 34, 36 hour window.
Correct.
But it is something that you do like once a week, would you say?
No, I'd say 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know
every
you're really determined.
Every couple days.
Yeah, to
yeah.
get this too.
Right.
And so now it is May 1st today. This happened like first...
January 3rd was when I went to see the ENT.
Okay. So how much, describe to people, was it the size of a golf ball? Was it the size of a walnut in its shell? What was the original size of the tumor?
Probably the size of a walnut in a shell, like a large walnut in its shell. And now it's flattened out, and I would say it's probably a quarter of the size that it was, and it's more like... if you laid an almond on its side and have a little bump in the middle where the nut actually is, and that's...
So it's a walnut in its shell, but we've opened the shell and now it's an almond.
Cracked it open and now instead of a walnut, it's an almond.
It's an almond. And I would say, because you've had me feel it from time to time, mm-hmm. I'll see you and you'll say, oh, want to feel my lump, and I'll feel it. And obviously I'm not you, I'm not in your body, I don't feel it every day. Within a week... Or would you say even less amount of time you saw it go down?
Probably within a week. I don't remember exactly.
But it was very quick. That's what we were both looking at mm-hmm. each other like. And I was like, yes, yes. I don't have to talk you out of, so to speak, any more Western medicine stuff. But not talk you out of, but gently.
But to kind of, because I'm older and I'm used to Western medicine, I did need to use Western medicine to definitively... to give me the definitive answer that I need as to what it was and what it wasn't.
Oh, I agree, 1,000%. When I looked back at how it was unfolding, and even 2 weeks later, I was like, that was exactly how it needed to happen, because you weren't getting your answers elsewhere, and all the other things we've done, PEMF therapy, floating, liver parasite cleansing wasn't making that specifically go down. So I agree, that was the way it needed to enter enter your life for it to go.
Plus, I needed to know that it, I needed to know absolutely it was not cancerous. I did need to know that for my own peace of mind.
Yeah, and that's a good point too. And so that's where, yes, allopathic Western medicine was good for that. So yeah, within a week you saw changes. So now it's about, it's greatly reduced. It's
correct
in size. So then aside from the fasting, she had you do what else?
She had me order some supplements. One was a Zeobind, which is...
Zeolite.
And it helps usher out toxins. Is that correct?
Truthfully, and I'm taking a Zeolite right now, a spray, because it had been coming... My angels and guides had been showing me Zeolite, and it came my way as a possible heavy metal cleanse, because the one heavy metal cleanse you and I used to do once a year, the company was no more. They couldn't get some specific herbs. So I, living in a big city, it's just always, you need to be doing a heavy metal cleanse without a doubt once a year. Heavy metals is very easy to see in the eye. It will show up as that, and this always makes me, irks me when I see it in cartoons and drawings and stuff like that, and illustrations. Heavy metals will show up as that dark outer rim on the outside of the eye.
The iris, around the iris.
Around the iris, thank you. Around the iris. It should not have that. So when people draw characters and illustrations and they have a blue eye and it has a dark ring around it, or a green eye or this and that, no, that's heavy metals. If it shows up in the corners, I don't want to exactly say, but kind of like 3 to 4 or 3, 4, and 5 o'clock, that's lungs. Closer towards the bottom, that's usually, I think, going to be kidney and stuff. It doesn't have to be an even ring around the eye. It could be somebody could having them deposit more in certain parts of the body. But that dark outer ring is heavy metals. And what were you going to say?
No, I was going to interject that she also had me do a poultice, which is kind of an old-fashioned, basically... I'm using bentonite clay mixed with a little water, and you put it on at night, you apply it, mm-hmm. and it helps draw out toxins as well.
Yeah, which is something, this little book came my way. I've shared it in my Instagram stories, and people loved it. It's a super, super old school book. It came my way for free. I get a lot of stuff like that in my life, because it's just, my angels and guides deem it important for me to have, because they know I will share and share far and wide. But it's a great little book called Herbally Yours by Penny C. Royal. Super little book, but published, republished almost like 75 times. Let's see here. 41st printing in 93. Oh, it was first published in 76. But in here, lots of different things. And even one of just the one pages was poultices. And it said for tumors and lumps, and then it said for, you know, itchy skin, what to do. And this is just a great little book to have. And this is the one that listed kelp for all those minerals. It's just a really excellent, excellent, excellent common poultices. So bayberry for cancerous sores, comfrey for burns, sprains, and wounds, onion for boils, sores, tonsillitis, ears, infection. Potato for growth, infections, and tumors. And then it will tell you how to do a poultice in here as well. So anyway, it's a great little resource. So she has you doing the bentonite clay, which, of course, I can't let it go without saying a little something about it. I'm not just going to put it out there. I'm going to tell you what you need to know about it so it makes it crystal clear. But bentonite clay, you can get it just at the grocery store nowadays. It's not something you have to search far and wide for. But bentonite clay is interesting because all toxins are positively charged. Bentonite clay has 200 times the negative charge to one positive charge. So this is why you'll see maybe people on YouTube and they'll be talking about doing bentonite clay foot baths. I don't know the exact ratio for that, but you could look it up. But it's an easy thing to do to, as you said, use it as your poultice. I've done it where I've done it under my armpits. Used to do it like once a month just to draw out toxins. And there's a lot of lymph nodes in the armpits. You can just mix it with water. You can mix it with apple cider vinegar. you can mix just a little bit of bentonite clay with water and apple cider vinegar. Again, super interesting. Because it's so good at pulling out heavy metals, and I've posted this many times, but again, this stuff gets buried as I keep posting stuff on Instagram and other things. But because it's so good at pulling out heavy metals, you have to use a plastic spoon to mix it. If you mix it with a metal spoon, it will pull out the metal from the spoon. So I mix it, and I had a picture about it, many pictures. I mix it, if I'm making it for my face, just as a nice little mask, or an armpit little detox, or you're bitten by a bee that time, or you have a skin rash, mix a little bit in a glass bowl with a little bit of water and or apple cider vinegar until it forms a paste, and slather it on, and you'll feel your skin tighten and dry up. And again, 200 times the negative charge to one positive charge. All toxins are positively charged. So this is why you and I take it internally from Dr. Jen, but should not do that unless you have the guidance of somebody like a naturopath, because if you take it internally and don't have the right and balanced amount of fiber, it can back you up. But there's a lot of people who have used it internally for parasites and for a lot of neurological things. It's just, I'm not gonna get into it now, but you can look up things. Maybe they've been wiped now on YouTube, I don't know. But bentonite clay is a cool thing to have around. And so you had it and use that as your poultice. All right, now anything, she told you red light
therapy, which I wasn't able to start that because it took four to 6 weeks to get delivery, but it's a sauna light basically, right?
Well, it's a little more than a sauna light. It is. So you had asked me about that, and I had said to you, check out, so I know of red light therapy. It's not something that I have myself. It's been on my list. It's just usually more expensive, the red light products. So I have to get this stuff, you know, in stages. Can't get everything that I want on my list, but comes usually pretty easily. But I had told you, well, check out, here are two companies, check them out, and I'll tell you why I like this one. The first one I had told you about was Sauna Space. So spelled exactly sauna as in a hot sauna, space. Mm-hmm, this is Sauna Space. And then the other one was a different one that sold like kind of like a little handheld one that you could slip onto your hand, a little plastic one. They sold ones that went over the back of a door, a big tall one. And red light therapy stuff is usually like $250, $300. It's not something you can just easily get for $70 or something. And I told you why I had liked Sauna Space. I had started following them many years ago online because they were the only sauna that I had ever found that had zero EMFs. Absolutely zero. And most saunas are off the charts ridiculous with EMFs. You're sitting there thinking you're doing a good thing, but you're basically being like microwaved. Same thing with Bluetooth and all that stuff. I can't stand all that. You're basically microwaving yourself. Even those little ear pods that people are putting in, you're only one works at a time, and so it talks to the other one through your head. You're basically like microwaving your brain. This is why, as I've said, the aliens won't talk to us. But I digress. So I said, check out Sauna Space, and actually they're, aside from selling their sauna items, they now have something smaller called a photon light, which is what you have and sitting here in front of us. It is basically just one of the red lights on a very nice wooden board with a switch, a regular normal light switch, and then it comes with a wood board that you can kind of prop it up on. And it comes with, and I will post a picture of this, and you can look it up, go to Sauna Space, and it comes with this, I'm going to call it a cage, because that's what it is. It comes with a big wiry cage around it. And it may seem like, well, this is there because so you don't drop it. If you drop it, you're breaking this, and you don't want to do that. I didn't actually know it at the time. I didn't know why it had this cage on it, but then you had already ordered it, and I come over from time to time to use your red light. I'd always text you and be like, can I come over and use the red light? And it has this cage around it, not so that the bulb doesn't break. It's an EMF cage. So this is a great difference between all those other red light companies out there and even if they have a small handheld one, this was actually the least expensive option out of all of them. Not least expensive from Sonospace, least expensive from all the red light companies. Even ones that sell small rectangular ones that you can slip onto your hand that have a strap that you could hold over a knee or your head if you have a headache. So you can use it on your head, because what is a headache? It is inflammation of the brain. I come over, and where do I use it? Tell people where.
On your abdomen.
Yeah, I use it on my gut for that gut brain access. I don't sit with my back to it for the kidneys or on my knee or on my hip. I use it on my below my belly button on my abdomen for that gut brain access. I'm always focusing on gut health. So I remember our colon hydrotherapist was super interested in this when I told her about the red light and the zero EMFs, and she wanted to know the name of this company, Sonospace, because as when I told her I used it on my abdomen for the gut brain access, she wants to have one there for people to be have it shining on them when you're doing the colon hydrotherapy. And I think it's a great, so I do want to borrow this one time when I go to her, you go to her too, and you could take it and have her see it, because it's a really great red light therapy. A lot to say about it. I won't get into it because, again, I'm not super expert on it, but it basically combats all the blue light that we get from electronics that are ruining our eyes and are basically our circadian rhythm. So many people, myself included, I will feel tired after using the red light, even if just for 5 minutes. Some people will feel energized from it. If you're having a hard time falling asleep, if you're feeling wired, you know, wired but tired kind of thing, where your mind won't rest but your body's kind of tired, you need some red light in your life. If you have knee surgery, get a red light. If you've had hip surgery, get a red light. Sonospace on their Instagram and on their website, pets will walk up to the red light. Cats, dogs, great thing about animals is they have no ego. They're not like, is this gonna work? This is too woo-woo. They just go up to it, they use it, and when they're done with it, they know, and they just walk away. They use it for 3 minutes, 30 minutes, that's it. They're not like, I'm not so sure, this is whack, this is not FDA approved. So you will find that, again, animals have no ego, so it's easy. Use them as a guide that This stuff works. Remember, these things are coming more online now for humanity, these different healing modalities, because humanity is now ready for it. Yes, because of 2020. Yes, because of 2021. But humanity is ready for it. Mentally, emotionally, you know, spiritually, we're getting there. So they're coming more online. They're becoming more and more common. All right. Anything else? Am I missing something that she told you to do?
Yeah, I think that's it.
She told you PEMF therapy, but we couldn't find somebody recently to do one. PEMF, I have a podcast on that. It stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field or Frequency. I can't remember. I think it's
Frequency.
And we've had it done, and it's a really cool modality. You can get a PEMF map, but those are like thousands. I think they're like start at like 3,000. We had a session done with somebody who has a PEMF machine. He isn't offering it anymore at the present time, but basically you get to recharge your cells. Like, talk about giving them negative ions. You sit there and it just recharges you. I slept till 11 a.m. the next day. I never sleep past 8 o'clock. I never sleep past 7:45. That was like wild for me. It was because I was getting recharged. That was last year in the summer. And my naturopath said she had somebody go do PEMF, and she just walked out looking like brighter and like charged, like fresh. I mean, it's great for, it's why Jen recommended it. This is what I need to share. She recommended it for this tumor, for this mass, because what PEMF does, and this is what I shared in my podcast, if you want to check out that episode on that, it's basically like if you look at cells, red blood cells, under a microscope. And they'll do it before PEMF or after that. They'll do it with gong baths, with sound baths. That's where I originally saw it many, many, many years ago. You'll see the blood, red blood cells are slow moving and they're kind of sticky and they stick to each other. But then after PEMF or after something as simple as a gong bath, which is frequency again, the red blood cells are moving along and they're flowing and they're
energized.
Yeah, they're not like, I'm not sure, this is sticky, this is stagnant. They're moving along. So PEMF, pulsed electromagnetic frequency, creates basically like a tunnel, a very concentrated vortex of energy, so it's easier to move electrolytes and cells through that frequency field that you're creating, that tunnel, that funnel, whatever you want to call it. And that's why it's so great for things like a tumor, like feeling recharged. You're just getting things moving again. We don't want things, emotions, any of that to be stagnant. We want it moving. No judgment. Remember, what are emotions? Emotion. It's energy in motion. Crying is good, anger is good, happiness is good, joy is good. It's not good or bad, we just don't want too much. We don't want to set up camp in sadness, and we don't want to set up camp in joy 110%. Okay, so I think that's all that she had you do. Anything else you feel you would want to add or is important for people to know?
Well, I think the interesting thing is most people would just follow the directive of the Western medical doctor and hurry up and cut it out. And I'm glad that I had the option to decide I didn't have to do that, because of course we never want to have surgery. He said it wasn't a particularly dangerous surgery. However, it is very close to the facial nerve, which that's a little off-putting.
Yeah.
So, plus the fact we just never want to have surgery.
All right. That is where Spirit cut us off. So I'm taking that as a sign that that's all the information we needed to share with you today. Now, the cleansing course with Dr. Jen and myself is still open. You can still register up until May 13th of 2022. We open this every spring because spring and autumn are the times you want to cleanse. We don't usually want to be cleansing in the high, high heat of summer or in the super cold days of winter, because just as nature transitions during those seasons, spring and autumn is also when the body naturally makes those transitions and is an ideal time to do any sort of cleansing. Now, the course includes an iridology consultation, diet recommendations based on what shows up in the iridology, the colon powder, and the 18-day liver parasite cleanse, as well as all of my clean and healthy swaps from cast iron pans and light bulbs, you know, incandescent light bulbs versus the other ones, to home and bath and beauty products and products for men. I did not exclude anybody in this. There's perfume and toothpaste and mouthwash and shaving cream, all that good stuff. Now, the diet recommendations, please know Dr. Jen is not going to make anybody go vegan. She is not vegan herself. To give you an example, my diet recommendations for me at the time were I needed to eat things like more berries, because those out of the fruits were the highest in fiber. So raspberries, strawberries, blackberries. I also needed to do more lentils and beans, again, looking for more fiber. And then I needed to incorporate a lot of sea veggies. So dulse and kombu and nori, because I needed the iodine that was related to what was showing up in my breasts in my iridology at that time. The colon powder will help bind to toxins. Just mix it into a smoothie or juice. Again, go about your day as normal. Eat and do whatever you need to do. It will help bind to toxins, move things along, and repair the 1-inch cell wall thick lining of the gut. Super important to clean out the gut, mucus, parasites, bacteria, all sorts of stuff. But we also really have to treat that precious 1-cell wall thick lining and repair it. It gets destroyed over years of eating, you know, poor food choices and processed food and toxins and stress. Those can all and pesticides can all destroy that 1-cell wall thick lining of the gut. Then lastly, the 18-day liver parasite cleanse. This is the only one where it's asked that you refrain from alcohol or dairy because you are trying to give the liver a break for the 18 days. You're trying to get the best results from that cleanse. Now, that is just, again, you get to eat and do anything outside of those two things for the 18 days. You just follow the protocol, taking the herbs and the clove capsules, and at the end, follow the instructions for when you flush out the liver after the 18 days. So it's very simple, very approachable, very doable. It's a great way to get started. It's a great way to have a naturopath. It's a great way to have an iridology. So check that out. I will include that in the description for this podcast. And if this is your first time listening, be sure to, if you can, if you're listening to it on Apple Podcast, give it as many stars as you can, or if you want to write a great review, that is always helpful and appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. As I say every time, I hope this was helpful. I hope it was inspiring, and I hope it was useful, and maybe, you know, some things pinged for you and resonated for you, and you got the little nuggets that you needed to get to help us here on this journey on earth and aligning with optimal health. Now, my website is lifting-the-veil.com. Remember, if it doesn't have dashes in between the words, it kind of looks like lifting the evil, which is a little bit of what it is. So be sure to check out that, and you can sign up for my newsletter or follow me on Instagram or reach out to me there. I'd love to know your feedback or have suggestions for podcast episodes. All and any is welcome. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.